From the Independent Times newsroom, this is an audio edition of our latest report. Independent voters are the invisible miracle we need now. Published on March 1st, 2026. Narrated for you to take the news on the go. Quote, "The greatest good we can do our country is to heal its party divisions and make them one people," end quote. That was Thomas Jefferson in a letter to John Dickinson dated July 23, 1801. In 1913, a quiet engineer named Fred W. Wolfe Jr. walked into a Chicago kitchen with a simple wooden box that hummed. It was not flashy, pretty, or sleek. It was a utilitarian mechanical add-on designed for the traditional ice boxes of the era. This plug-in unit, known as the Domelray, short for Domestic Electric Refrigerator, sat atop the icebox and did the unthinkable. It maintained consistent temperature control for a food storage icebox without requiring a single drop of external water. For the average family, it was nothing short of revolutionary. At the time, the world was gripped by a silent health crisis. Households were tethered to a fragile ice industry that delivered massive blocks via horse-drawn wagons. If the ice delivery man was late or a heat wave struck, food quickly turned dangerous. According to historical records and CDC retrospectives on 20th century public health, this lack of reliable refrigeration was a major factor in thousands of preventable infant deaths each year, as spoiled milk and food fueled a surge in summer diarrheal diseases. The Domelray did not just provide convenience, it provided a barrier against disease, and the impact was permanent. Public health historians and economists have long noted that the widespread adoption of domestic refrigeration contributed to dramatic reductions in foodborne disease and infant mortality. Some analyses even suggest it prevented more deaths in the 20th century than many individual medical breakthroughs, including early antibiotics. But with great progress comes great disruption. The technology pioneered by the Domelray was so effective that it contributed to the complete collapse of the traditional ice delivery business in New York by 1950. By then, over 80% of American households had an electric refrigerator, and the delivery wagons that once filled the streets of New York and Chicago were repurposed or retired. These shifts can feel unsettling, yet they propel our nation forward. This is the heart of the American spirit, taking the old ways and making them better, safer, and more advanced for everyone. Fred's unassuming invention changed the math of human survival by slowing bacteria and saving lives through prevention. While the traditional icebox had served Americans for generations, the Domelray was simply superior. It did not scream for attention. It simply worked, saving families money on wasted food at a time when every penny counted. Refrigerators are among the most consequential inventions of the last century, yet they are perhaps the least celebrated appliances in the kitchen. Their importance becomes obvious only in their absence. Independent voters occupy a parallel role in the political system. They are frequently overlooked or underestimated until the razor-thin margin reminds everyone that this quiet, unaffiliated bloc holds decisive power. The latest Gallup data for 2026 shows that a record high 45% of U.S. adults now identify as political independents. Not bound by partisan loyalty, this group of independent voters is in a unique position to act as a stabilizing force, lowering the nation's temperature by voting on merit, advocating for structural reform, and restoring civil dialogue. Today, the old way of doing things is reaching its limit. We are witnessing a modern parallel to the icebox era, a traditional political machinery increasingly out of sync with a digital age electorate. Andrew Yang, founder of the Forward Party, has noted the severity of this divide, arguing that political stress has reached civil war levels. Yang suggests the current two-party system is effectively hardwired for polarization, forcing citizens into a zero-sum conflict that serves the machinery rather than the people. John Adams warned of this exact moment in 1780. Quote, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. This is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution, end quote. When political tension reaches these heights, the status quo of the two-party system acts like an old melting ice block. It is no longer capable of maintaining the stability of our democracy. Much like Fred Wolf's unassuming invention, the shift toward independence isn't just a preference. It is a system evolving to meet a higher standard of survival. Being politically homeless does not mean lacking a home altogether. It means refusing to be confined by the walls of a party headquarters. In our current environment, independents often act as the deciding margin in close races, the guardrail that rewards pragmatic leadership and punishes partisan excess. This freedom allows them to evaluate ideas based on their strength rather than their label, supporting the best policy regardless of which side of the aisle it originates from. The role of the independent voter is not meant to be glamorous. It rarely generates sensational headlines or viral sound bites. Instead, the pattern of meaningful change follows the same logic as the Dummel Ray. It is a persistent, low-profile effort that eventually becomes indispensable. Through consistent voting based on policy rather than party, and through support for dialogue over division, this group is doing the heavy lifting of lowering the national temperature. This work is quiet and incremental. It does not seek the spotlight. But history shows that this kind of steady, unglamorous pressure is exactly what allows broken systems to stabilize and eventually improve. The question for 2026 is whether this generation of independents, now the largest single bloc in the electorate, will sustain this kind of patient, practical engagement long enough to produce structural results. If they do, they will not just be a swing vote. They will be the cooling force that saves the system from itself. Thanks for listening. For more news built for independence, head to independenttimes.news and follow us on social media at IndTimes News. Your voice matters.